You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena Marama, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm really good, thank you.
It's great to have you on the show. A couple of really big policies announced from the Greens since we last spoke with you. We touched base about renting with our last chat. You guys had put out a call for people's terrible renting stories, but you've now actually released your rental policy. Can you explain the bones of what the Greens would like to see happen?
Sure. There's a lot in our housing policy because it's comprehensive, because that's what is needed. But the Green Party's pledge to renters, which is part of it, will give everyone who rents some peace of mind, will lessen the stress that people face from unaffordable rents, which are often for crappy homes that make people sick. So our policy is about ensuring everyone has a safe quality home that will be dry and warm and affordable. And there's quite a bit in there. I wonder if I just quickly, the pledge to renters includes a 3% cap on rent increases, and that's annually, an enforced rental warrant of fitness, that's to make sure that all homes are safe and quality, and an affordability target, and that will actually, that's something that will set whether or not that's, 30% of your income, nothing more, to go towards rent, and that will dictate how the government builds, like, for example, building enough supply to bring the rents down to that level. And then finally, a national register for all landlords and property managers. And this will let us see which landlords are doing a good job, how much rent they're charging for a property over time, how many properties are rented, and, whether their properties are complying with the warrant of fitness.
So
that's the main thing that I know will be interesting for students as well.
So what would you say to parties like ACT and some economic commentators that have said this is going to actually be worse for the housing market? It could cause potentially a housing shortage, is something I've seen floated around. Is this something that you are concerned about?
Oh, it's such rubbish. It just shows that they're trying to protect a status quo, which is harming people, hundreds of thousands of families who have to rip their children out of schools, the stress of not knowing whether they're going to be able to afford the rent and the bills and the kai. And it's also, Rachel, why we've included the supply side in our policy, which is 35,000 more kainga ora homes, as well as 2,000 community homes. And that's ramping up the supply, as well as development bonuses for more accessible and energy efficient Homestar 7 climate resilient homes as well. So their argument is a bit tired, and it's simply protecting the status quo for housing to be treated as a commodity instead of a human right. And that just goes to show their true colours of what their values actually are.
Now, how about when it comes to Labor? Chris Hipkins has been a wee bit lukewarm about this. He's been quite cagey about committing to anything that looks like a rent control. Are you confident that the Greens could get somewhere useful in a conversation if you did go into coalition with them after the election?
If people vote for this, yes. That will be up to the people. If people want this renter's pledge, as well as our income guarantee, which will increase the minimum income, including for students, to $385 a week and more if you have children. If people want those things, and I want them bad for others, those aren't about me. Those are about what I want for our community. Then they can vote for the Green Party. It's as simple as that.
Well, let's talk about your tax policy as well. This is also something that's come out since we last spoke and has been getting pushback from, probably unsurprisingly, the ACT Party, and Nationals also come out swinging against this. But what's the goal of your tax policy? Are you concerned about what critics are saying it could be harming those middle-income families?
Nope, because our tax calculator makes it very clear that everybody earning, households earning under $125,000 a year will actually benefit from our tax policy. It is an impact on the super wealthy, and it makes sure that we're actually rebalancing wealth. The goal, we will end whanau and child poverty. That's pretty awesome. That's the good news. I know that there are many people in the higher incomes and wealth brackets who want this policy. People like myself, I just want this policy. It's a policy that will make me pay more tax. And that's what we need to prioritise people's health, people's stress levels, people's mental health, and just ending poverty, because it's a political choice. We don't have to have people living in homelessness or in poverty. That's a political choice, and we can end it.
Is this something as well that you feel going into coalition again? I know this is a similar question to I asked before, but is this something you feel you could get conversation with the Labor Party on? Because again, they've not necessarily been so keen to make those big tax changes in the last couple of elections.
People have the choice of the two governments that will be elected is either a government influenced by the ACT Party, where they will strip back the good work that we have done in climate, in more children not having to live in poverty, in protecting environment. They don't believe in supporting any of those goals. Or they can vote for the Green Party's. More MPs, more Green Party vote will make sure that we can get our tax and income policy, a guaranteed income over the line, and a pledge to renters to make their lives easier. And it's as simple as that. Those are the options that you've got for the next government, and people can vote for that.
Are either of these policies, your tax and your housing policies, going to be bottom lines for the Green Party when it comes to negotiation?
They can be if the voters choose it. That is up to the numbers on election night. So where we have got the best, the strongest influence, then it's going to be the priorities for us. These two policies, we've got a few more of our priority headliner policies to come. I love them all. And if people want them, they can have them. They just have to vote for them.
Well, let's talk briefly about the tertiary education sector, because it's been a very rough time. It's been a rough time across all the education sectors, but tertiary has had a really hard run of it out of COVID. And the government has now announced that they're going to support the tertiary sector to the tune of $128 million over the next 2 years. It's been called a temporary boost to the sector. Are you happy with this as a support package at the moment? Would you like to see something different?
Tertiary education needs to be treated as a public good. The funding that was announced, $128 million, is an absolutely essential step to meet those immediate needs, but we have to be looking at a more permanent and sustainable model for this industry, which is a public good model instead of a highly competitive corporate model. So that's, you know, that's the time that we have been given with this immediate funding. Allows the government to actually pick up a sustainable funding model for tertiary education.
What's it going to look like, in your opinion, to see tertiary education taken as a public good, as you say?
Well, it's also about investing in tertiary education as a public good. And so this is why we have got what we need in this country for tertiary education to be a public good, for housing to be a public good, for everyone to have a decent life on a dignified income. We've got what we need, but the wealth is held in the hands of a few. Houses are held in the hands of a few. Tertiary education has been forced to run as a corporate model because it doesn't have the sustainable funding, and that's where government can step in. That's what needs to happen. We have got enough, but we have to be politically brave, like the Green Party is, and understand where the wealth is held, release it, so that we can value these things that are really important to all of us, like tertiary education.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Marama. It's always great to have you on the show. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care until then.
Lovely to speak with you again, Rachel. Have a good day. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.